Now it came about at the end of the 20 years in which Solomon had built the house of the Lord and his own house, that he built the cities which Huram had given him and settled the sons of Israel there. Then Solomon went to Hamath Zobah and captured it. He built it more in the wilderness, and all the storage cities which he had built in Hamath. He also built Upper Beth Horon and Lower Beth Horon, which were fortified cities with walls, gates, and bars, and Baalath, and all the storage cities that Solomon had. The cities for his chariots and cities for his horsemen, and everything that it pleased Solomon to build in Jerusalem, Lebanon, and all the land under his rule. All of the people who were left of the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, who were not of Israel, that is, from their descendants who were left after them in the land, whom the sons of Israel had not destroyed. Solomon raised them as forced laborers to this day, but Solomon did not make slaves from the sons of Israel. His horsemen.
These were the chief officers of King Solomon, 250 who ruled over the people. And Solomon brought Pharaoh's daughter up from the city of David to the house which he had built for her. For he said, "My wife shall not live in the house of David, king of Israel, because the places where the ark of the Lord has entered are holy." Then Solomon offered burnt offerings to the Lord on the altar of the Lord, which he had built in front of the porch. And he did so according to the daily rule, offering them up according to the commandment of Moses, for the Sabbath, the new moons, and the three annual feasts, the feast of unleavened bread, the feast of and the feast of booths. Now according to the ordinance of his father David, he appointed the divisions of the priests for their service, and the Levites for their duties of praise and ministering. Day.
foundation of the house of the Lord until it was finished. So the house of the Lord was complete. Then Solomon went to Ezion Geber and to Eloth on the seashore in the land of Edom. And by his servants Hiram sent him ships and servants who knew the sea. And they went with Solomon's servants to Ophir and took from